Hey everybody, it's Jay. If you're listening for the first time, I probably pointed you in this direction so I can give you some information. Maybe you couldn't talk to me earlier. Maybe you wanted to come back and listen to this again, or you just have no clue where to start and you're embarrassed to call me and you just rather hear it this way so you feel safe and secure. So here it is. I'm going to give you the four steps, basic steps to buying a home. Number one is applying for a mortgage loan. We need to know how much loan you can get so we can know the level of the price level of the home that we can actually get you out and look for in person. If you get pre-approved for $200,000, why would I, as a professional, be taking you out to see $300,000 properties, right? So number one, apply for a mortgage loan. Once we get that answer, then we go to step number two. You tell me what you need. Example, 4-bedroom, 2-bath in Humble, under $190,000 with a big backyard. Then what I do is I do a search and I email you everything that I find that's pretty close to that, if not dead on. You, out of the list of homes that I send you, you say, hey, Jay, I'm going to pick. I'd like to go see number one and number five tomorrow at 5 o'clock when I get off of work. Then what I do is number three is I set the appointment. We go out in person. We look at the property. We talk about the property. We look at the taxes, etc. We do all those things as we physically walk the home. And then we decide whether you want to make an offer or not. Number four would be actually sitting down, deciding our strategy on how we're going to make an offer. Because buying a home is not like buying a car. There's no set price. It's negotiable. And it depends on the market and what the market is saying properties are worth at that time and the demand for that particular home in that area during the time that we're making our offer. And that's why it's important to have a real estate person that understands the market. That's huge. It's cool if your cousin's a real estate agent it's awesome to have someone that's close to you help you, but you have to be sure as a buyer that someone understands the market where you were buying the home. Doesn't matter who you use. That's important. All right, so that's the four steps. Applying for the mortgage loan, me sending you properties, number two, sending you properties to view online, number three, going out and viewing them in person, and number four, sitting down and deciding how to approach how we make the offer for that particular home. Okay, so look, it's my podcasts are sweet and short and to the point. So don't misinterpret that this is some radio show, that this is some, that in no shape, way, or form or fashion is this me trying to make a radio show. This is me trying to get my information that I have in my head to you so you can have some peace of mind and some clarity. Okay, so like I said, these are the four steps to getting you started from applying for a mortgage loan to getting an offer accepted on a home. The next podcast I'm going to make is what do you expect once we get the offer accepted? Then what happens, Jay? So keep an eye out for that one. If you have subscribed to this podcast already, do me a favor. I know it's probably like one of you. Shout out to Margarita Falcone. Thank you for your brutal honesty, because I need you to understand something too. This is going to go on for a long time. So I'm building a gigantic file of information here. So thank you for that. Check out the next podcast on what to expect once the offer gets accepted. That one is important, because I think that's a lot of area where people are nervous. My job is to clarify it. Thank you again. Share this podcast for me. I appreciate you guys.